The 2004 campaigns were easily the most expensive in U.S. history. The nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics projects a price tag of $1.2 billion for the presidential race. Add in the House and Senate contests, and the total goes up to $4 billion. So what did all that money buy? Lots of TV, no surprise there, but more sophisticated TV than ever before, and more ground troops to ring doorbells as well. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
If there's a national monitor of political spots, it's Professor Ken Goldstein at the University of Wisconsin. Every election year, he runs the university's advertising project, cataloging the campaign's TV messages. He says this year was like no other.
We were seeing October levels of advertising from the first week of March, and that really was different.
Goldstein says the onslaught was so great, his grad students at the advertising project haven't even had time yet to look at all the ads made for the congressional campaigns. In the presidential race, TV ate up $700 or $800 million of the estimated $1.2 billion total. That includes ads made by the candidate campaigns and the party committees, plus all the independent groups. Most of the money bought airtime, and political campaigns generally have bargained down the cut that's taken by airtime buyers. But Goldstein notes that massive amounts of cash also went into the ads themselves, what the industry calls the creatives.
The Bush campaign was always very quick about getting spots up in reaction. The Kerry campaign got better at this as the campaign progressed, but we would see the introduction of 3, 4, 5, 6 new creatives every week.
Still, while TV can grab voters by the eyeballs, it can't get them to the polls. Ron Fauché, the former editor-in-chief of Campaigns and Elections magazine and a longtime observer of campaign techniques, says politicians started to recognize that in the 1990s.
The trend had been very strongly to spend more and more money on television time as the lead persuasive tool. Over the last 8 to 10 years, political campaign consultants and candidates and party people have decided that that may not have been a wise trend, so they're now putting more money on mobilization.
And Campaign 04 accelerated that shift. David Magleby at Brigham Young University has been tracking ground war efforts since the mid-90s.
More than in any previous election, money was spent on voter mobilization. It was an underreported story on the Republican side, at least, and I think that's why there were a lot of people surprised at the outcome.
Both sides spent heavily to develop voter lists. They used more phone banks, more direct mail, and more workers to make direct contact with voters. Many of the workers carried Palm Pilots loaded with detailed voter information. One difference, Democrats depended largely on paid workers from a group called America Coming Together. Conservatives usually used volunteers. But either way, Magleby says those thousands of workers incurred yet another cost.
You have to deploy them into Ohio, Florida, and New Mexico. That means the Republican and Democratic teams were one of the biggest buyers of airplane tickets in the last 2 weeks.
Ken Goldstein says the most innovative developments came in the ground war. But in the grand scheme of the campaign, the basic ratio of air war to ground war remained the same.
Targeting voters with Palm Pilots, getting information about voters, sending that information directly back to databases. But when all is said and done, two-thirds went on television advertising, saturation levels in battleground markets, the same sorts of shows being targeted.
And as for 2006, spending in off-year congressional elections never matches the total for the presidential year. On the other hand, Democrats and Republicans both have thousands of new donors and a new infrastructure of party and outside organizations to give to. The money fever that overtook American politics in 2004 seems unlikely to cool down. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.